And so why did you come to Las Vegas?
Because I had a man who was a good friend of mine, he still is, he was a master masseuse, and he had a lot of clients who were in show business, and so he got here often, and he was talking to me one day, and he said, you know, Dr. Clark, they need you in Las Vegas. They don't have any board certified. At that time, I'm finally board certified in family practice. They don't have any black board certified family practitioners in the state of Nevada. Turned out they didn't have any at all. And so when I moved to Nevada in 70,
What did that status do for your career or for your life?
Well, for one thing, I got a very good introduction to all of the complicated, severe illnesses that people were having, because anybody that had somebody that they couldn't handle, they said, send them to Angela. And so I would get people that were dying, that were sick of this, that, and the other. Just whatever, send them to Angela.
Okay, so you got all those cases. Can you give us a sampling of some of those complicated cases?
Well, let's see. I had one that I burst out crying when he died in the emergency room, because he came in with difficulty breathing, and you needed to put a intubator. And I am very good at intubating, but they wouldn't let me do it. It had to be done by the head of the emergency room department at that time at this particular hospital, and he couldn't do it. And I'm frustrated. I'm sitting there. It's a simple thing. Put the tube there. And anyway, that's how he died. And it turned out you don't need to put that in there. But years. It explained a lot of things that had been happening that we didn't quite understand. Why did he have to have us, one of the residents explain something to him, you know? Anyway, there was one woman who weighed 480 some pounds or something, and they were treating her, a little differently than I would have handled it. So they'd send me paper patients like that.